How long have you been in Glassboro?
Sixty-one years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And went to Glassboro State, taught in Glassboro. I was a basic skills teacher for grades 4, 5, and 6. I helped students with math and with reading. I just retired a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's nice.
Now back
Congrats.
doing the accounting programs for our business.
Where did you teach?
Right here in Glassboro too. I've heard the Bow
Oh,
School. When you go past the high school, I don't know if
okay.
you people really can't see it because it goes over the railroad tracks behind the high school and then back in. It
Okay. It's
has
all
its
just
own road.
yeah.
Here you go.
Looks so similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah, the silver frame. This big building on the corner is, I think, is still there.
Yeah.
1951. It was moved.
Oh, it says Angelo
Angelo
Tubertini
Tubertini,
opened
yeah.
it. Is that
the okay?
Yeah, he opened
Yeah.
it in 1946. It
And he
was called
bought
the
one of
Glassboro
the,
Diner.
right. He bought one of those pre-made, stainless steel structures. It almost kind of looks like it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they moved it up just a little bit.
Yeah, this is information we actually couldn't find online. I'm gonna just read it so we can like have it in one thing. It says, for more than half a century, this diner has been a popular Glassboro eatery. Angelo Tubertini opened the establishment as the Glassboro Diner in 1946. Shown in 1947, the diner was originally located closer to the corner of Main and High Streets. Later known as Angelo's Diner, the structure was moved just a few yards up Main Street to its present site in 1951. It's interesting.
That is very interesting.
Which book is this?
This is
Images of American Glassboro. I'll have to look for that one.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
That's definitely very helpful. Do you go to Angela's often?
Probably once every 2 weeks. I mean, my husband and I went. We had full dinner plus rice pudding, and it was
Something.
like 1995 for both of
That's
us. You
not
can't
bad.
beat it.
It's
Doesn't
very,
pay
yeah,
to cook sometimes.
nope, it's
So
very
the
affordable.
grown kids go there a lot?
Oh,
Oh,
yes.
yeah.
I have actually never gone for dinner, though.
You
I
get good
always get
home cooking
cooking. Yeah,
if you
I've never
like
gone for
home
dinner as
cooked
well.
meal.
Oh, yeah.
They have specials. Like one night will be like the Italian night, pasta night, and they specialize.
Do you have a favorite?
Not really. Not really.
Just
Everything's
eat
pretty
anything on
good.
the
Chopped
menu.
sirloin steak, if you like that. I mean, I
Okay.
like the, I was craving the
I haven't
roast
tried
turkey,
that.
so I had a hot roast turkey
That sounds good.
sandwich on top of stuffing just to get your little fix.
I honestly may go there for lunch later today.
See, you're
Now,
getting
now I'm starting to think
it.
about
You
it.
need to tell them what you're doing because
Oh, yeah.
the Angelo, okay, his he passed away, but his daughter and her husband run it now. And his health, he had a stroke. So you'll see him just a little bit. He's not actively in the kitchen, but they live on the side of it. Like when you go there,
Oh,
where the parking
wow.
lot in the back and upstairs in the back, that's where the owner lives.
Okay, I
Wow.
think I
So
know
they
what
come
building
in
you're
and out.
talking about.
Yeah, Mary Ann, she'll work in the morning. So if you
Okay.
go in there, if you see an older woman with her hair is dark, it's always up, kind of like the French twist
Okay,
bun.
okay.
You need to say who you are and the class that you're taking because she would be very happy to talk to you to give you any
Okay.
additional information about it.
Definitely. Thank you very
Okay?
much.
Don't be afraid to say that and tell
Yeah.
them you work with Mrs. Tag. Say Jackie Tag.
All right. Well, definitely will. Thank you.
Yeah, our professor was like, it would be really cool if you guys could pick a week and go there every single day and
That's
just try to
fine.
make like,
That's fine with me.
yeah, I was like, I would be happily like willing to do that.
Easy.
Just like make observations about things you see, talk to the owners, like.
Because you go there and you see, like at least what we do, long-time residents, sometimes
Right.
someone will come sit in a booth near you, and my husband has the auto parts part.
Yeah.
Like one of his customers, he said, oh, you just leave work, you don't want to see one of your customers that kind of leans down and they talk across the diner and whatnot. The town always wanted them to expand, but he wanted to keep it small just to get that hometown.
I mean, it definitely achieves that.
Yeah, definitely.
So you would say you have a pretty social aspect when you go there.
Yes. Yeah, that's fair. And their employees are long-time employees. You don't see, like, real big turnovers of employees. So they're well-tipped, well-taken care of. Yeah. Do you?
Yeah. I pretty much always have the same waitress every time I go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you go breakfast, you've been lunch sometimes, or just...
I, for some unexplainable reason, feel like anytime I go to a diner, I have to get breakfast food.
No, it works for me. Well, you can get breakfast food there at dinner time, too. Yeah.
So I...
That's my favorite meal to eat out.
I just went there this morning and had the cream chip beef over home fries. That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still very cheap. I think it was less than $6 for that.
Mm-hmm. And they just raise the prices after so many years, but don't put that in there. And their coffee's strong. If you like Starbucks, they're like one level below Starbucks.
I do like their coffee.
I had it, so I chewed some gum. Hopefully you can't smell the coffee still.
Doesn't bother me at all. So, did you want to talk about any other diners in Glassboro? Or like the,
I don't know what. Other diners as well.
Well, this one just closed. But it's going to be reopening the P&B Diner. Now, this is on Delcy Drive. You know where that is? Across from Burger King. If I talk to college kids, I usually go to the fast food areas. They know that. And then what's near it. And okay, so we work on that. This used to be, okay, let me see where it would be. Where Delcy Drive and Main Street come close, kind of at a point. What's near? Matt Blatt, you know, the car dealership?
Mm-hmm.
It's in front of Matt Blatt on where his parking lot is. This is where the diner used to be.
Okay.
And you can see because it had access to Main Street on Delcy Drive, but the area was small because it's kind of triangular shaped.
Right.
So they moved across the street.
To where they are
now? It used to be a fruit stand there, yeah, and peach orchards. Okay. So that's where they are now. Mm-hmm.
I guess that it used to be the Orchard Diner. Do you think that the diners are as popular now as they used to be, or more popular?
I think they're probably more popular. I mean, especially, you know, you can only go to so many fast food places, and I would hope that the college kids would, you know, benefit that. Get your good old home cooking or sleep in and go have a good breakfast. And
definitely. And because it's more affordable, so that definitely helps as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So they just closed.
It's good in particular because it is so affordable. But it's interesting that it's still like always a cash only place.
Yes.
Whereas like a lot of students don't carry cash.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because nowadays everything is on your ID card. They just use it and I guess expedites the process rather than having to. Okay, cash on me. I have my wallet, I have my license, I have my car. It just makes it easier.
I think it's interesting, though, despite all that, it's still always a ton of college kids in there.
Always. They learn, when they go there, you see the signs cash only, but you don't see very many establishments that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
We go to an Italian restaurant in Philadelphia on 9th Street in the Italian Market,
okay.
And it's cash only. But he has a Mac machine. Yeah. So a Mac machine right in there.
I don't think Angela's has one.
No.
No.
It's so small, I don't know where they would put it.
No, they don't. Let's see what else was. Well, Landmark, you know Landmark, right?
Right.
So have you been in the bar area in the back, like the patio part? There, I don't know if you noticed the big pictures. I gave Dave, when they were building that, he wanted some pictures from the town, so... my mom and I went in there, and then my son is a graphic designer, so he scanned a lot of pictures.
That's
he wanted
awesome.
Certain things for in there, but it started as a log cabin where on his footprint because the glassworks was only like a block away, and it was from Cape May. They would go down to the shore and get the glass, okay, and then use that in the glassworks, and then they had access right going into Philadelphia for shipping. So it started as a log cabin and then a little hotel, and then it was called the Bismarck House. Like, that's a bar. They kept part of the same. The footprint, see the ceilings, the old tin ceilings?
Mm-hmm.
He still has a lot of that in there.
That's very cool.
Let me look and see. And so then it opened as a restaurant in there, and then the bar on the side, and it was like a hotel. For years.
So this was renamed the Franklin House?
Mm-hmm.
Never knew there was so much history behind Landmark.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. And I'm trying to think when they rebuilt. That, I don't know. It might be on some of the pictures in the back. Like when they scan the pictures, my mom, when she saved pictures on the back, but there was always like a mini story. Like you never just saw a picture in isolation. You would know a lot. I'll look that up in here for you.
Thank you.
So about the diners, what would you say is the role of like the diner in the Glassboro community? Just a diner in general.
You know, it's interesting because Angelo Tubertini was Italian, so Glassboro had a huge Italian base at one point, and they back then had a tendency, you don't go out to eat, you know, you stay home and you cook. That's why he kept it small. They weren't really sure what, you know, how it would work, but it did. And plus having Glassboro State and before that the normal school and now Rowan and the proximity, it's just, yeah, it'll always stay popular.
Perfect storm.
Yeah, always. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get to meet Angelo?
No. No. Mm-mm.
But you said you know the current owners.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Joe and Mary Ann Justice.
Do you know them because your husband has the local business too?
Yeah, both. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's nice when the local businesses, like the business owners, know each other. It's that way in Pittman too.
Yeah. It's small and
very I would say, well, at least in Pittman it's kind of tight knit between business owners. Like everybody tries to help each other out where they can.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Angelo's had a small like electrical fire a couple years ago we read about. And it was interesting to read about how other like businesses and community
can't
help. Like,
they all
help
came. They all rushed together as well as the firefighters.
Immediately, exactly. And they close for 1 week. They have every year.
Hmm.
Right after Christmas.
Oh, okay. Oh. Didn't know that.
Yeah, and the owners actually go, they always have gone to Puerto Rico until the hurricane, and they lost, you know, where they stay. So, but, I mean, everyone came in because the fire happened just before that to help. It was absolutely amazing. Wow. Like, he just handed over the keys. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
That's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. All right, so I went over the Franklin House, and the owner of that, it's a really good establishment. You know, you can see the old-time pictures that are in there, and he does a lot for the town. I'm sure you've been to the beer fests that are, you know, in the park. Have you done that?
I actually haven't. I just turned 21 this year.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I just turned 21 on Monday, so, yeah.
But so they'll have it, yeah.
Yeah, I know some of my friends that have gone, and yeah.
I'll still be around and I'll try to go though.
They have that and they have the Italian festival.
I have heard the Italian festival, yeah.
We started a cruise night for all the cars, the old antique cars.
Oh,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, we've done that for, this is our 13th year.
That's nice.
For doing that. And Nexus got involved.
Okay.
Because there was bad blood in the beginning. I mean, you think, you know, like you've lost all the historic downtown and they're taking over and knocking things down. But.
Right.
They've tried to really been open about it and been part of, invited all the business owners. They meet once a month just to say updates for businesses, what are you doing? And they talk about all the plans for the big events in the park and whatnot. So
that's nice.
That's
yeah.
very nice of them to at least try to like create that bridge. So.
Yeah, you don't want any bad blood. That's,
no, definitely
not. Don't need that. Not at all.
Well, I believe we have a couple minutes left. I think we're slated to go to 10:25.
Yeah. Once again, we'd like to really thank you for taking time out of your
time
to come and help us out with our project.
Glad you're doing this. Have you been like on going on Delcy Drive, like towards Clayton, the other end?
think I've seen them.
Like these old buildings were here. This was an old vinegar plant. And that's when you had a big Italian population that worked there.
Makes sense.
Can you look through here if there's anything?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we'd like to just hear more about your experience at this point, because I think, as we said, we only have like 2 minutes or so left, but just your experience in Glassboro since you've been a staple of the community for quite some time now, whether it's in relation to the diner.
The diner and teaching and meeting like the families and the point when my mother, you know, started collecting all the pictures and then got into collecting bottles. So the Glass Museum that you toured, you know, she basically helped to help to start that. Yeah. And
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So it's good connections. I would never leave. I only have one complaint, the horrible traffic. That's the only complaint I have.
It's always right near the Walgreens that every time, like at least as soon as 2 o'clock hits, I know that I'm going to be backed up there forever.
I know. And if I have to pick up any of my grandchildren, you know, at the schools, you have one way to get there and you're just stuck. That's my only complaint. I don't mind about the development and that's my only complaint, but... You know, it's a proud community, and I hope it stays that way. And it's good that you try and keep the relations with Rowan open and communications open as much as you can about anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you think the growth of like Rowan has impacted Glassboro over the years? Like based on how you remember it from years ago.
The main impact is how the downtown has changed. You know, like I hear older people say, "Oh, Rowan Boulevard," I can't. Mm-hmm. Development. It's going to happen anywhere, you know. And I know when they were buying a lot of the homes, the process was a positive process. So they didn't go in with eminent domain and saying, you have 1 year to get out of your house. Like they helped them find other homes and paid for their moving plus a little something more for their benefit. You know what? Victoria Street, that's mostly rental properties, that. But at some point, the development is going to be down here, and so they're. I know they're actively talking to the owners now.
Yeah, even my father is saying that too. Because I think it was the third guidance counselor where he's like watching closely what the president is doing in a lot of those areas. As you said, they're starting to buy those homes and continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know because even my daughter's son-in-law works for the water and sewer department.
Okay.
So he knows when they're new areas and they're digging, like look for bottles, especially for now. He's found them. Wow. Absolutely. He's found pieces and whatnot. And the Glass Museum has had some, he knows. I said, don't go in there with a backhoe. And you know what I mean? And my one daughter works for code enforcement, which has to do with like a lot of the rental properties and health issues. And people stay very, very positive. There's a couple landlords that I'm sure you can find that anywhere that aren't.
Yeah.
Just in it for the money only, you know, but most of them are proud to be in Glassboro, put it that way.
Well, it's good to see the changes overall seemed pretty positive for the most part, which is good because change is going to continue to keep happening.
Exactly. Rowan's going to grow and development's going to grow and... Like I said, the only complaint I have is the damn traffic.
Me too. I'm a commuter.
Oh, you are?
So
how do you come in to Glassboro?
I come in, I don't know if it's up or down 322, but from like Mullica Hill area. So I just like, I pass by 55 and all that stuff to get here. It's a mess. It's always a mess.
Absolutely.
And I have to leave like... I only live maybe 15, 20 minutes away, but I have to leave an hour in advance to get here and park and everything.
And do you live private rental apartment?
Yes, I live in one of the Nexus apartments in 220.
Wow. How do you like that?
I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
First time I've used a dishwasher. And my parents don't let me use a dishwasher at home.
But you have one?
Yeah. I just... you wash it.
No way.
Oh yes. I was just complaining because like my little siblings don't even do that anymore, and I was like, that's not fair. Like I remember during my middle school years, I only would have to wash my plates like once dinner is done. I have to
wash everybody's.
I love it.
It builds character.
Keep your hands off.
Yeah, that's true.
Use the right dish detergent.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
too much.
I hope I was helpful. Didn't get distracted, but
no. It was nice to get this background information because, especially in even trying to Google search, or there's not really anything that we could find in the archives so far.
Yeah.
So a lot of it's been Google searches, and it's very hard to find older history.
Yes. Yeah.
Like we couldn't even find who the original owner was.
Just by Google search, I guess that wasn't really documented.
Yeah,
at the time.
It's not documented. Yeah. I understand.
So that was really great to be able to find out that much information. Like I didn't even know that it had moved.
Mm-hmm. Just moved, just in a small space.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
We found that Marianne and Joe were the current owners, but we didn't know that it was. You said Marianne's. His daughter, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Angela's daughter.
Said that.
Yeah, no. So this was definitely very helpful.
But seriously, I mean, go in there.
Yeah, of course.
Marianne's usually works through in the morning. Okay. Dinner time, you may not see them because it opens at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Very early. Yeah.
So go in there and say who you are, and I'll tell you what, she'd tell you an earful if you have to find more history. Seriously.
Sounds
good. She might have a lot of older photos if.
Yeah, we're definitely hoping that we could find some
we'll
photos.
Schedule something. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I think we'll go back upstairs.
Yeah,
downstairs. Yeah, you're right.
So Mike wants us to go back and then start again. What if,
for you all,
might
I think
stay.
You guys are staying because what?
I'm staying here and then
the
someone else will come.
Okay.
Because, I think, what is it, every 30, 45 minute
we'll change it out.
People will be coming in and out. But once again, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
I'm glad you have a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Try Angelo's for dinner sometime. That's so funny.
We
were just
we'll have
this
to
night.
Go like different times throughout like the week or so.
Yeah.
Works off
them. Yeah, it was literally at this morning it was a lot of like probably middle aged men sitting there all talking together at the counter. It was really cool
to
see.
Work.
Yeah.
And sometimes you go real early, you'll see like the electric company. Before 7, you know, when they formally start at 7,
mm-hmm.
but they're there, and every Sunday morning, my husband golfs with eight men, and there they go there 5:30 every Sunday morning while the weather's good.
Ooh, we'll have to pick, pick one morning to try to go early.
Yeah, you don't want to go then, but do you go before 7?
Yeah.
I don't know. You'll see a different kind of
clientele. Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
And even if you go in there now, I don't know how open you are to talking to their customers, but
get
some of the regulars.
They don't mind us disrupting
their morning breakfast. Or,
No.
Like, hey, what do you think of those pancakes?
No, don't ask about the food. No one's going to complain, put it that way.
Yeah, no.
Everybody has their favorites.